Tonight, we gather together with excited expectation as we lit the white Christ candle of light and purity, assured of the fact that the Anointed One, our Messiah, our Christ, our Savior and our Redeemer has already come. By faith, we lit this candle to illuminate the ushering in of a newborn child whose light and purity and assurance will save all people from their sin. So we huddle together and we wait by the candlelight for His arrival, because a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth to Galilee, to Judah, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Now, in that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you, and you will find him wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace, shalom, among those whom He favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and a child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The Lord's blessing on the reading of His Word. The story of Christmas is both an announcement of hope, and it's a call to humility. To do so requires us to recognize the light and the purity and the assurance of God's redemption plan for the world. Now, true light disseminates from God. The world is full of utter darkness and sin. So God sent an advanced party of angels to tell of His coming. God is light. There will not be any need for a sun or a moon to shine, for the Lord God is its light and will be our light forever and ever. Lord, let Your light of Your face shine on this congregation tonight. In Jesus' name. Jesus is the light of the world. Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So God is light. Jesus is the light of the world. Here's the message for you. You are the light of the world. In Matthew 5:14 through 16, Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to the Father who is in heaven." You are the light of the world. Also, purity. True purity disseminates from God. God touched Isaiah and he was made pure. He was cleansed from all of his sins. Jesus touched the lepers and they were made pure and they were cleansed from all their disease. God is not only light, God is purity. Jesus is not only the light of the world, but Jesus is purity. You are not only the light of the world, but you are purity. Cleansed of all your sins by what Jesus did for you on the cross. In 1 Timothy, be an example in speech and in conduct and in love and in faith and in purity. And then finally, assurance. True assurance disseminates from God. The angels assured the shepherds not to be afraid, but to rejoice. God is light, God is purity, and God is our assurance because of His very nature and His character. He always keeps His promises. Jesus is not only the light of the world and purity, but Jesus is also our assurance. He came the first time and He promises that He will come again for you and for me and all who put their faith and their trust in Him. But you are the light of the world. But you are the purity. Listen now. It's very personal. You are God's assurance to the world by the way you live your life, through your words and through your actions. You have responsibility to share your experiences with others, to spread the word, to proclaim the gospel. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. So let us approach God with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Our hearts are sprinkled. Listen to what Jesus did for you when He came and died on the cross and was raised and resurrected and sitting at the right hand of the Father. You today are the assurance because you have been sprinkled clean. Do you feel clean tonight? Our bodies have been washed with pure water. Do you feel pure tonight? In John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Now, when we talk about light, the angels illuminated God's light, didn't he? The angels illuminated God's light who pointed the way to the way. The angels pointed to the way. In purity, the baby Jesus illuminated God's purity and is the way. And so by faith in Him, you have been made clean. And then finally, assurance. Here's the assurance. I think we got a little bit of jolt there. I love that. That my battery's dead. Okay, then I'm going to preach louder. Light, purity, assurance. The shepherds illuminated God's assurance after they witnessed the presence of the Messiah. They believed, and then they chose to follow the way and immediately gave testimony to many of what they had been told, what they saw, and what they personally experienced. Listen, and so must you. You must tell your story. The Christian life, as I heard a reporter say the other day,
which I totally agree with. The Christian life may be super personal, but it's anything but private. The Christian life may be personal, but it is definitely not private. If you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you have the Holy Spirit within you. You are the Lord's light. You have been transformed and deemed pure by the cleansing blood of the Lamb. You are the one God wants to use to point others to Christ. Let your light shine brightly at home, at work, in your neighborhood, and yes, in the body of Christ with one another. Just as Luke and Matthew had a story to tell, you have a story, a same powerful story, a most wonderful personal story to tell today as well. The past tense gospel accounts of the first coming of Jesus has been given to us in the Holy Scriptures. The present tense accounts of why Jesus came are given by you to those around you. Don't remain silent any longer. Believers in Christ are assured of the future tense accounts of Christ's second coming by faith, because he said he would come and gather us all together with him for all eternity. As we wait for his arrival, let's daily continue to diligently be a light, remain disciplined in our purity and in our righteousness, always ready to give an account, not only with our words, but just like the shepherds did with our feet, of the assurance to those God brings your way, and constantly prepare ourselves to respond at any time. Lord, I'm ready for you to come again.